progress.
Yeah. Okay, let's get this started. Okay, guys, usual rules apply. We'll take questions in the room first, and then we'll jump to the Zoom portion of the press conference. So, hands in the air, and we'll get things started. Charlie.
Listen, a tough one to take, probably. Let's start with maybe your overall thoughts on what the difference was today.
Yeah, it's really disappointing for us. We prepared well for this game. We were up for it before, but, we lacked a little bit of quality. We lacked a little bit of cohesion. And they score a couple of fantastic goals, and we can't answer. And, overall, just really disappointing way to come here and leave with nothing and feeling like we should have done, could have done more.
Any other questions for Mason? James.
Mason, I know you haven't appeared in all three matches so far this year, but what's your general thoughts on sort of how the team has progressed through these three games?
Yeah, it's we felt okay with the first two games. Obviously, the results weren't what we wanted, but there were some good moments, and we're the start of a new season. There's going to be some ups and downs. We would like to have more points on the board after those first two games especially. But again, there's a lot of positives we could take from it. And then it feels like we lacked something tonight, so we'll need to go back to the drawing board to figure out what went wrong exactly here tonight. So up and down, and not obviously how we would like to have started this season.
So anything you can take for the next game? Anything that you can teach the boys for the next game?
It's always tough right after the game. We're just in the locker room now trying to figure out what happened out there, and your adrenaline's still going after the game, having just played. So I'm sure there'll be positives and negatives to take from that. But again, it wasn't a good performance, and we will need to get back on the training pitch. Likely we have, I think, 8 or 9 days here until our home opener. So there'll be some work to do to get the group firing on all cylinders before we play Pacific on May 1, that's for sure.
Robin?
Was there any special thoughts about playing against, the coaches come here, goal scorers come here, playing against guys that you've seen over the years and now they're playing against you?
There wasn't anything special. I mean, that happens in this sport, and those guys were a big part of our team when they were with the Cavalry, and we know what they can do. We obviously know a lot about Martin and his philosophy and his style. We know a lot about the players as well, having played with them, so we tried to stop a few. We obviously want to stop them. We didn't do that tonight with Oliver's goal. Quite a fantastic goal, I think, if you're asking him. Very, very strong finish, but again, we can do better, I think, and it's disappointing to lose the game, and especially when some of our ex-guys play a big role in that.
Are you planning to change your system?
That's not really a question for me, so not that I know of. You can ask the boss when he's in here.
Any other questions in the room? Okay, Nate, we can jump to the Zoom portion, please, if we can.
Guys, if there's any questions on the Zoom here, just use the hand raise icon.
We're good, Mason. Thank you very much.
Yep, thanks.
Time. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah, cheers.
Hi, guys.
Okay, guys, same rules apply. We'll take questions in the room first, and then we'll jump to the Zoom portion. Charlie?
Let's just start with the overall. I'm sure it's a tough one to take. Just what do you think was maybe the difference today?
I think, credit to Martin and his group. I think the right team won, so we got no complaints. I mean, this is football. You've got to put your hand up when you don't deserve to win. I don't think we deserve to win because I think their details were right. I've just seen some of the stats there, and we dominated in possession, but possession's the worst stat to have because it can make you vulnerable, and they just countered very, very well. They were defensively organised, and they deserve their 3 points. And I've sat here before, this is the first time they beat us, so I've got to take it on the chin and say, look, well done.
just, you know, up front, I know you guys were kind of trying a few different things. Alley and Meyer swapped sides a few times. Was there something just maybe missing in the final third?
Yeah, it was, like last week it was really sharp, but I mean they played well. I think Joel Wilson and Verhoeven sat in front of Zator and Thompson. They played a very physical game. I think within the first 5-10 minutes of the game, they've made about 5 or 6 key fouls, and they did it with purpose, right? It was disruptive and stopped our flow, and you know, and then we have chance to get into their box, and we were just taking that extra touch. It just they didn't click today, but you get those games.
Coach, are you planning to change the lineup or maybe the system to kind of fresh up a little bit?
We'll review that. I think it's always I never make answers to that on an emotional brain. We're disappointed to lose, and which we'll, but we'll do, you know, we'll do our prognosis on why we lost, and then we'll look at what corrections we need to make in training. So we've got 9 days to make a difference.
You were started strong at the beginning. Why do you think it happened? What do you think the boys kind of melt down a little bit?
Yeah, do you know what? It's momentum. This whole league is about momentum, and I think generally the team that scores first, then they, you know, their tail's lifted. Had we scored early, and I said when we had the entries into their box, if we'd have, you know, connected with them, then suddenly now they're on the back foot. And I think what that did was, you know, it got their tails up, and they committed to their game plan even more, and then it made it slightly harder for us. But well, like I said, we'll review the tape, and then we'll have a better idea.
James,
Tommy. I was racking my brain trying to think of if this club has ever had a 3-game winless streak in the history of this league. Is that one of the risks associated with this away heavy start you guys have?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, it's your forever first. I think sometimes you got to take the bad ones as well as the good ones, and I think that's one of the bad ones we don't want to be in. But I just said to the lads there, I said, you know, I don't care how they are when things are going their way. What I care about now is the spirit they have when it doesn't. That shows me the character, and you know, now we've got time to work on it, and we get to respond.
And you and Martin are back on speaking terms this week after
your No, I think I owe him dinner for that one. But now, listen, like I said, he's coached his ass off, they've worked well, and they've committed to his game plan. So, you know, credit for him. I'm happy for him in a different way. But look, we've got 3 more games against them.
Any more questions for coach in the room? Robin?
You had some yellow card trouble there. And not that it affects your game tonight, but, you know, as the season carries on, those yellow cards add up. Is that just you're thinking that far ahead that there might be trouble?
Yeah, no, we've got to fix that. Yeah, it's a great observation. I don't like the amount of yellow cards we're getting. Some I think, you know, are contentious. Others that, yeah, we deserve to have them, and they're the ones that, you know, I think it comes with, you know, the reading of the game from our back line to, you know, screening of the game. I think these are details. You know, we play a very aggressive game, and we've been caught out a bit, and hence why our centre backs are picking them up. But that's something we can address next week with a bit more work.
Any more questions in the room for Tommy? Nate, we'll jump to the Zoom portion of the press conference if we can. We're good. Tommy, thank you very much for your time.
Okay. Appreciate
it. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Tom. Safe trip.